Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. Hooray! All right, well, I'm back with another exciting podcast from AskAngelo.com, the first place to come for gay advice. This week, the power of positive thinking, and I spied, but should I say? One reader writes, Dear Angelo, I've been trying to think more positively. But the negative thoughts just don't stop. It seems like a futile endeavor. What do you suggest? Signed, Debbie Downer. Boo. Dear Debbie Downer, it's a tenet of cognitive behavioral therapy that you can change how you feel, and thus your experience, if you change how you think. One's ability to feel contented has less to do with your external circumstances than it does with what you do with them. Our thoughts have the power to create our reality by shaping our experience. John Milton said, "Your mind can make a heaven out of a hell, or a hell out of heaven." The best way to beat negative thinking is first to identify automatic voices or negative thoughts. We all have old tapes that play 24/7 in our heads. Watch your thinking. Isolate negative thought patterns by observing them and then writing them down on paper or on your computer. Then contradict each of those bad thoughts by writing 5 good or positive thoughts that dispute it. We actually have to fight our negative thoughts every day to cultivate more happiness. The winning strategy is a 1-2 punch. Catch negative thoughts and then contradict them. A very useful resource to clear up distorted thinking is the book Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by Dr. David Burns. Both negative and positive thinking have real consequences. There's scientific evidence that thought influences matter, or reality. What you believe comes true. Quantum physics has found that the universe has a sort of backdrop. Physicists call this underlying fabric of the universe the Planck scale. This fundamental fabric is a field of endless potentiality. The law of attraction is based on the concept that our thoughts are actually frequencies or vibrating units of energy that interact with and influence that field of potential. And since like attracts like, you can manifest what you want by thinking on its frequency or sending out the right thought vibration to bring you what you want. The universe can only match your thought vibration or energetic frequency, sending back to you from the field what you put out to it, like a boomerang. So if you're tuned into AM radio, you can only get AM radio, not something better like an MP4 file like you're listening to now. So the universe has a powerful antenna tower, and that's you, transmitting and receiving information all the time. You may want to check out the book The Secret, or rent the movie What the Bleep Do We Know. There's also another book called Ask and It's Given. So those are some really helpful tips there. So the power of positive thinking can change your life. The next reader writes, Dear Angelo, I saw a friend of mine's boyfriend with someone else. Should I tell him? Signed, I spy. I wrote, Dear I spy, it may depend on how close you are to your friend. If you're close, then tell him. But if not, then it might be none of your business. But then again, isn't it? I mean, it's not always easy to tell where that line is. When should we butt in and when shouldn't we? When are we interfering with someone's autonomy? Where's the boundary between influencing someone's independence and making a necessary intervention? Are we being controlling and nosy, or are we being helpful? Maybe we know of a relationship with intimate partner violence, or that's abusive in some way, yet we mind our own business. Perhaps we know an alcoholic or drug addict, but we don't mention the problem. How often do we not talk about what we're really thinking or feeling, or the elephant in the room? Sometimes we may have to turn a blind eye or walk away after we've said our piece. In an existential sense, in spite of the terrific advice of caring family, friends, and mental health professionals, we all must confront and rescue ourselves. No one else can do that for us. But there's also an interesting psychological phenomenon called the bystander effect that plays a role in how motivated we are to help each other out. Research shows that when there is an emergency, the more people watching or bystanders that there are, the less likely it is that any of them will actually help. People assume that someone else will do it. And this may be true as well in social situations like we're talking about. There's also something called pluralistic ignorance, and this is where people assume nothing's wrong because nobody else is concerned. So yeah, dad's drunk every night, but no one's saying anything, so I guess it's okay. Well, I'm not sure what happened to the Good Samaritan, or simply looking out for one another's best interests, especially our friends and family and loved ones. Perhaps in such a litigious culture, we've succumbed more to individualism and fear and lost some of our humanity. Maybe, like Sexy, it would do us some good to be singing about bringing some love and kindness back. Well, those are my thoughts on that one. Be sure to check out my new book, Straight Acting, at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, as well as my own website, AskAngelo.com. And be sure to check me out next week with a brand new column. For now, I'm out.